Let's get the Big Show Entertainment Report happening from Celebrity Lane. Jaden Forster, good morning to you, Jaden.
Good morning, PC.
And we're just listening to Tones and I there. Were you singing along in the background, were you, Jaden?
I must admit, I was also almost about to do that. I was sort of tapping along with that one. It's a great song. I really do like that song. So, what an incredible success story she is. Oh. Wow, just going gangbusters.
Well, the second biggest song on Spotify this year, and in royalties, that has earned the 26-year-old $12 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just saw as well some big, big numbers as well for the Wiggles on Spotify this year. They've just posted a few stats on their social media, which is incredible that they're still pulling in numbers. I can't remember off the top of my head, but they were really, really huge numbers. So well done to them. It's great to see that they're still going well as well after all of these years, sort of reinventing sort of the new group of Wiggles, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Just in time for Christmas, Tones and I, 12 mil to spend under the Christmas tree. Hey, in other entertainment news, Jaden, very sadly, one of the Mad Max stars has passed away, and I talk about the guy who played the toe cutter.
Yes, that's right. Hugh Keith Byrne, the great Indian actor best known for playing that particular character, Toe Cutter, the bikey gang leader, heart nut type in the first Mad Max movie back in the 70s, and then he was invited back to the franchise to play Immortan Joe in Mad Max Fury Road in 2015. He has done a lot of other projects as well, including Moby Dick and a lot of other films. He was just sort of a really great actor, but a very caring person too, away from the industry. He dedicated quite a lot of his time to caring about social justice causes and the environment as well, well before those topics were considered quite fashionable and trendy, I guess you could say. So very, very sad loss yesterday at the age of 73, just 4 or 5 days after the original Darth Vader, David Prowse, also passed away at the beginning of the week. So it hasn't been a great week for Hollywood this week, it's fair to say.
No, you're right there. Hey, with the easing of restrictions, Jaden, theatres are reopening in Melbourne. There's a big show on the way in 2021.
Yes, that's really great to see things starting to slowly get back to normal. Obviously, they can only have 25% of their usual capacity at the moment. Obviously, that will increase in the coming months. And then shows are starting up again next year. Tickets are already on sale for the big Broadway musical Chess, with music by Benny and Bjorn from ABBA. That's set to take place in April next year. And then in August, the big, big one coming from Broadway, Moulin Rouge, the big Broadway hit that's being done by an Aussie team, Carmen Pavlovich and Jerry Ryan, who've invested a lot of money into that. Just in the last few days, that's been given the go-ahead to open in Melbourne in August. Auditions will be getting underway in Melbourne and Sydney in mid-January, so it's still very early days. I'm told producers are very, very much keen to cast some new talent in those key roles in Moulin Rouge, so it will be very interesting to see who just gets those very important top gigs, with the show set to take the stage in August next year.
Looking forward to both of those shows. They're fantastic, as you said. To wrap up the entertainment report with Jaden Forster this morning from Celebrity Lane, look who's back at 10 News First, Mike Larkin.
Yes, that's right. It's amazing how things sort of turn around in the space of just a few months. It was less than 3 months ago when he got the boot from Channel 10, but they confirmed yesterday that he is coming back to 10 News First. He won't be doing the weather. Obviously, Kate Freeburn is currently taking care of the weather duties on 10 News First, but he is coming back as what they've described as a community reporter. He'll be doing a weekly segment every Friday night showcasing various events that are happening in the city and around the state of Victoria. So basically what he was doing originally, minus the weather pretty much, would be right up his alley. So great to see him back on the screens. He's very much loved within the community and around the city.
I'm not sure I'd be so easily swayed after, giving him the boot and then a couple of months later going, oh, we'd like you to come back. I've got a funny feeling I know which finger I'd be using.
Well, yes, possibly. It's quite funny how they sort of, the wheel gets reinvented
in
these TV stations and newsrooms, figure out what great thing they've lost once it's actually gone. But he said yesterday that he wasn't a part of the change, but he's thrilled that it's happening. And I've heard as well from just sort of word on the street that he's very excited to be coming back. So it'll be great to see him on our screens every Friday night.
Now, Jaden, you're not going to be with us next week. The easing of restrictions means you're going to get out and about a little bit and half your luck. So enjoy your time away, and we'll catch up with you the following week just prior to Chrissy.
No worries. I'll catch you then.
Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane, the Big Show Entertainment Report weekly. But we'll have him back in a fortnight. It's 15 to 8.